Welcome to this follow-up podcast about the Tile app and Tile hardware. And this is the app and hardware that I said that you can attach the physical Tile to an object, so that via the Tile app running on your iPhone or Android phone or tablet, etc., then you can play a sound or look up the location of the item that the Tile tag is attached to locate it. Now, I said in the previous podcast that on the iPhone app, the map function wasn't accessible, and the list view in the main app screen wasn't showing the map information or the name of the tile. I said you had to go to the maps button and sort of jiggle around a little bit with the list maps view to get to the tile that you want to have a look at, because in the maps view, the tiles were being shown properly. Well, since that time, about 24 hours ago now, I've actually discovered playing with the Android app version of the Tile app that the information on the main screen for tile name and map information is accessible. And in the settings screen, where you have the options to turn on different features, that's also accessible in the Android app as well. And the main screens that you flick through to find the information to play a sound, etc., seem to be a lot more less cluttered, i.e. speaking controls properly with TalkBack that I'm using on my Nexus phone at the moment. And finally, the only two things that I can find at the moment that seem to be not labeled is an unlabeled button for adding a tile and an unlabeled button for settings. But besides that, the app seems to be fully accessible running on my Nexus Android phone using TalkBack. So let me just show it to you quickly. If you want to find more about the Tile app and how to set up and add a tile, it's the same that I went through with the iPhone version. I added a tile today on my Nexus phone, Android phone, and that same process was fully accessible the way it was on my iPhone the day before I did this particular podcast. So let me just unlock my Nexus. I'm going to press the power button on the side.
4:36 p.m.
And I'm going to put my finger over the fingerprint sensor.
Device unlocked. Home screen 1 of 3.
Okay, and I'm just going to ask the Google system to open up the Tile app for me. Okay, Google. Open Tile.
Open this app. Tile. Showing item 1 of 5.
Okay, so we're in the Tile app. Now, what I've done on my Nexus is I logged into the account, which I set up for Tile, so the same one I'm using on my iPhone, and to allow the Tile app on my Android phone to see my tiles, I basically turned Bluetooth off on my iPhone, so now my Nexus is controlling my tiles. And I've also shared one or two of my tiles with my wife, because she set up an account on her iPhone to share my keys and her keys, so we can track them down. So basically, I can now access the keys. And then finally, I renamed some of the default items that I had for the demo previously for the Tile app on the iPhone. So things like I've renamed wallet to David's wallet, keys to David's keys. And I set up a test one today for the Nexus trying the app out for Android. And I just called that phone, and I've renamed that to David's computer bag. Yesterday, just called purse. I've renamed that to Ellen's keys, and of course that's on her key ring now, and we can both track them, etc. All right, so enough chit-chat. Let's have a look at the app. So I've done absolutely nothing to this app to use it. So if I flick through now.
David's computer bag, Nawara Avenue, Narara, 1 minute ago, in list. Double tap to activate. Double tap and hold to long press.
Okay, so David's computer bag, Nawara Avenue, Narara, 1 minute ago, located. So basically, I'm getting, unlike the iOS version of this on my iPhone, I'm getting the name of the tile plus the map location straight away. I'm not having to switch between list view and map view and other nonsense. It just works straight away. So I flick to the right again.
Nexus 5X, Nawara Avenue, Narara, 2 minutes ago.
Okay, so Nexus double phone tap to activate. Was checked 2 minutes
double
ago.
Tap and hold to same long press.
Deal. Flick to the right again.
Ellen's keys, L, Nawara Avenue, Narara, 31 minutes ago. Double tap to activate. Double tap and hold to long press.
Okay, so Ellen's keys was 31 minutes ago, located at Niwara.
David's wallet, Niwara Avenue, Narara, 1 minute ago.
Is here.
David's keys, L, Niwara Avenue, Narara, 1 minute ago.
Okay, and David's keys.
Double tap to activate.
Now,
double
interesting, some of those titled names have got an L on the end of it, and for the life of me, I can't work out where it's getting the letter L from, but anyway, it's working very nicely. So if I wanted to locate my keys, double tap on David's keys.
Tile.
Okay, and flick to the right.
David's keys, button, unlabeled.
Now, basically, I said there was two unlabeled buttons in the app, the settings and the add new tile. This is another button that's popped up as well, which is the go back to the previous screen. And of course, I can use the back button down the bottom left-hand side of my Nexus, i.e. on the screen, the soft back button, to go back to the previous screen anyway. So flick to the right.
Find.
And there's the find button. Double tap. Okay, and same deal as the last podcast. Get my keys out of my pocket. Press the button in the middle. Yeah, so that stopped it. Yeah, I'm not too sure why my phone was also vibrating, but anyway, bottom left-hand side.
Back button.
Back button.
Tile. Showing items 1 to 5 of 5.
And then finally, let me do the other thing that I did yesterday, and that is grab your tile. Now, what I'm going to do is lock my Nexus with the power button.
Lock screen. Screen okay, off.
And grab the tile on my key ring. Press the button twice.
Ringing your phone from your tile.
Okay, and quickly press the power button.
Screen off.
Okay, and I just was able to locate my Nexus Android phone, which is currently in my hand. But anyway, you can also track down your phone like I did yesterday with the other one on my iPhone. Put back in my pocket. So that completes this very quick demo of using the Tile app on Android, which is a lot more accessible than the Tile version running on my iPhone in iOS 10. But anyway, I thought I would just do this quick update for you on the Android Tile version of the app. And I got some emails from the developer today as of this recording, and they are looking at making future improvements to the iOS version of the app. And I did let them know that the Android version of the app is very accessible with TalkBack. But anyway, that's me for now for this demo on the Tile version of the Android app with the Tile hardware. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.